All right. Welcome, everyone, to the VC HTTP API call for September 21st. Hopefully, that is the last time I will have to say all those letters together. We've got an agenda. Let me go ahead and put that in the chat channel. Apologies, I'm slow today. I'm on a laptop. There's our agenda. On the agenda today, just a quick agenda review and introductions. The second item is renaming the VC HTTP API to VC API. We've had enough time between when we closed the poll and now for discussion to occur, so we're going to try to do that today. We have a lot of outstanding pull requests, so we're going to go through one by one and discuss those. We may actually not get through all of them on the call today, but we'll do our best to do it. If we don't get through all of them, it's fine. Processing pull requests is a good use of everyone's time. And then we've got the last 15 minutes of the call allocated to issue processing if we get that far. Are there any other updates, changes to the agenda? Ori, you're on the queue.
Regarding processing of pull requests on call time, I think it's excellent to do that on calls, but I was also hoping that we might establish a sort of rough community consensus on merging pull requests independent of calls. So like, if enough approvals have happened and the pull request has been open for over a week and there's no changes requested, can we expect the code owners to merge the pull request? Something like that. Because it is, that's kind of the job of the code owners and editors to do that in a timely manner. And so I think it's important that we have a work mode that supports asynchronous, work. Thanks.
Plus one. So let's put that as a topic to discuss, kind of first up. I'm seeing a lot of support for doing that, Ori, in the chat. So I expect that to be an easy call. Joe, you wanted to mention the sequence diagram work. And you're on mute, Jitsi mute there.
Yes. Mike Prorock, Ori, and me and Eric have, done some work making a sequence diagram that matches the flow that the supply chain folks, how they think through the process where there isn't a human driving it through a browser interface. So I just shared that with the group. It has led to some cleanup around language, and I think that was sort of the interesting parts were really trying to align the language and then with the aligned language try and document the flow. I feel pretty good about what we just shared at the top of the call, and we're working through updating the Chappie flow to be in sync with that.
Awesome. That's great. Wonderful work, Joe and team. Thank you very much for doing that. Do you have a link to that email that we could put in the minutes?
Well, I literally just sent it, so I think we could find it. Let me go look for that while we continue with the issues.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Any other updates or changes to the agenda? All right. Then we'll go into reintroductions, and then right after that, Ori, we'll pick up your question about merge windows, and then after that, we'll pick up the main agenda. Let's see. Introductions and... introductions. Is there anyone that is new to the call today or anyone that wants to reintroduce themselves? Carrie, I don't know if you introduced yourself recently, but I think it would be awesome to hear from you.
Thanks, Manu. Hi, everyone. I am co-chair of the VC Edu group. I actually have not been on any of these calls yet, and finally my schedule opened up so that I could be. So I am here today to learn more about, you know, what's been going on. It seems like I picked a good meeting with all these pull requests and Joe's flow, so I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Thank you. And welcome, Carrie. For those of you that don't know Carrie, she is awesome. Anyone else want to do an intro or a reintroduction? All right. With that, let's talk about merge windows. Ori, do you want to just provide like a real brief proposal, or go ahead?
Sure. So given that this is not like a formal W3C working group, I think we should leverage our flexibility as much as we can, because we all know that if any work item gets to the point of graduating to that point, first of all, it's not even guaranteed that this work would be, the input to that work. And second, there might be a bunch of changes that would happen to it later. So all of that to say, I think we should tend to merge things at a really rapid rate and aim for iteration with a very clear label of unstable community draft, right? That's, if it's unstable, if it's a community draft, that's all we need to say to allow us to move quickly. I think it's appropriate to merge any item without objection that's been open for 7 days at the 7 day mark. I think it's appropriate to merge items with a large amount of approval that are minor according to the perspective of a code owner, even within that 7 day window. So 3 to 4 days minor change according to the perspective of a code owner. I think it's appropriate to merge it, even if it's only got one or two reviews. We can always revert changes. We can always raise issues saying, hey, let's go back and fix this. But the purpose of having code owners is that they are meant to be merging pull requests at a rapid rate to move the work item forward. And I think they need to be able to do that work somewhat autonomously. And we have to place trust in them to do that work. So I think we should rely on their good judgment and we should choose them carefully. And I think nothing should stay open for much more than a week if it has no change requests on it. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Ori. So I'm hearing, or I heard, as long as there are two or more code owner reviews and there's agreement that the change is largely editorial or non-substantive, you can merge as soon as you get those approvals. For things that are substantive, non-editorial, the expectation is, keep them open for 7 days to get feedback. And then of course, if there are objections, you'll have to keep it open for longer. But if there are no objections, you merge. Was that an accurate summary of what you said, Ori? Okay. Do you have a proposal ready to go, or should I try and type one out?
I can try and type one out for that.
Okay, and you might want to do two separate ones just to make it focused. One for the editorial PRs can be merged as soon as there are two code owners that agree that the content is editorial. And then substantive PRs can be merged after 7 days and, multiple reviews, and two or more reviews as long as there are no objections. Okay, that looks good to me, Ori, as the first one. And then let's go ahead and run that, and then do the second one after that. Why can I not copy? Okay. All right, here's the proposal. And then plus one, minus one, the first one, as you see fit. All right, any objections to that? before I resolve it. All right, that is resolved. The second proposal is this one here. Go ahead, Brent.
Question on this one. Does this mean open with 7 days and all requests for changes have been addressed, or 7 days with no requests for changes in that time?
Excellent question. 7 days with all changes requested, either applied or, you know, a response to the commenter without any objection. So the expectation is that it's in a stable state. You've tried to address all commenters' concerns. There are no standing objections, and the discussion has quieted down.
Okay, so open for 7 days for review at least, and all requests for changes having been addressed in some way.
Yes.
Okay.
And we could rephrase that if someone else wants to take a shot at that while I manage queue. Go ahead, Mahmoud.
Maybe it should be changed a little bit to be 7 days since the last change request has been approved or put in, since all changes have been written. But I don't know.
The concern there, Mahmoud, is that people game that. So if someone knows that, they keep having a new change suggestion. You can drag things out. So that's why we try not to do that, is so that people don't try and take advantage of it. It's basically, you've either addressed all the comments or you haven't by the end of the 7 days, and everyone knows that after 7 days you can merge, and the code owners know that if they go ahead and merge something that's still controversial, it will be objected to and we'll have to, you know, reopen the discussion anyway.
So while that makes sense, I think it would be a little presumptive to assume that people would, I mean, has there been a history of people doing that, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Not necessarily in this group, but external. Well, I mean, I don't know. Some could argue that people in this group have done.
In that case, would we be okay with moving it up from 2 to 3 code owners?
Could. Sorry, I jumped queue. My apologies. Or you're next, and then Joe.
Yeah. So, I think, increasing the number of code owners that are required to approve something within the 7-day window I don't think it moves the needle substantially. I would just keep it to two. And if we're having trouble getting, you know, code owners to review thing in a timely fashion, we should select new ones. The other point I wanted to make is that the change request feature of GitHub is like, it's an actual feature of GitHub, right? So you can approve a pull request, you can comment on one, or you can request changes. Nobody should have to read your comment and like try and figure out whether you're requesting changes or not. Like, you should make it clear that you're requesting changes. You should explain exactly what the PR author should have to do to meet your needs, which could include, I'm requesting changes. I don't want to see this pull request merged in any format. That's a very clear change request, right? So we should be careful, like when we say change requests, I mean actually using the change request feature in GitHub. I mean actual PR pull request approvals, not like comments or, you know, things that make it hard to figure out what's going on.
Thanks, Ori. Joe, you're up.
I wanted to comment that this might surprise some people, but we're early in the game in this CCG group, right? This is an incubation conversation. A lot of the equivalent stage of work has been done on Google Docs. So we're not in the working group mode where we do have to deal with a whole another set of responsibilities and obligations. And when we move into a working group, the new working group will take ownership of all of this, and it will all be subject to debate and consensus building and all of that. So I think the most important thing here is to get out of the way of the folks who are doing that first draft so we can get a coherent first draft. So I'm just a big supporter of let's rapidly let the folks who want to put PRs in get them in.
Yeah, plus one to that, Joe. I personally think that this group has been kind of shooting itself in the foot from a process perspective, that we're taking it a bit too seriously, too early in the game. But I do understand why some folks care about that, because you really sometimes don't want to see a mistake get into the spec and then live there for a long time and get people used to that mistake. So all that said, I'm not hearing really any modifications to Ori's proposal with Brent's changes. Mahmoud, I don't know if you feel so strongly that you really feel strongly like, no, it should be after the last. Did any of what was said change your mind?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Okay, so Ori, do you have a new proposal ready to go with Brent's changes?
I submitted it to IRC there as a comment. Awesome. I don't know if those come through on the Jitsi.
I can pick it up from IRC. I just don't have two screens, so I gotta switch. Okay, so let me go ahead and do this proposal. Any non-editorial PR can be merged as soon as two code owners approve the PR if it has been open for a minimum of 7 days and change requests have been addressed. That sounds excellent to me. There's the proposal, plus one, minus one, as you see fit. All right, not seeing any objections to that. All right, I'll go ahead and resolve that. So, Ori, does that address your concern? Does that give the code owners a clear marching orders?
I think so, yeah, that's good. If we do pull request review, I might ask that we apply the process that we've just agreed to. As we go through the reviews.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead. We're going to, okay. Yeah. The next topic is renaming the VCHP API. Any other comments on this topic before we move forward? All right. Next up is renaming the VCHP API to the VC API. As many of you know, we opened a community poll to collect data on this question. The data is contained in this email, so people can view the raw results. They can view the graphical, the graphical representations and see how everything was ranked. We use border voting, which is used to basically one example is select among a set of restaurants that people might want to go to. It's an appropriate way of kind of picking a name. We did have one kind of standing objection from Michael Herman. Is Michael here today? Okay, I don't see him. Mike, you're on the queue. Go ahead.
Yeah, just as a chair, I'm going to note that you can't really object to non-resolutions and stuff like that. We've noted the fact that yes, it would have been nicer to have time zones listed and stuff like that, but the poll was open forever. So I'm not recognizing it as a valid objection of any kind. It's not objecting. We weren't resolving anything off that poll, et cetera. It was informative only. So
Okay. All right. So we're going to propose it today, with the expectation that Michael may object to it. Just to save the CCG chairs some time, if we were to rename, the VC HTTP API just to the VC API, would any of the editors object to that renaming? All right, so Juan, if you could describe that there were no objections to renaming. We'll run the proposal right now. So the proposal is to rename the VC HTTP, HTTP API to become the VC API. There is the proposal, plus one, minus one, as you see fit. Go ahead, Mike, you're on the queue.
I was just going to ask about an explicit long form of verifiable credential API as noted as well, but I think it's implicit there. So,
okay. I mean, we can clarify it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I was just going to try to get that in before we ran it, but.
Okay. Apologies. As long as it's captured in the minutes, I think we're good. go ahead, Joe.
You know, it looks like this is going to pass, but it actually reverses a regret of Tim Berners-Lee if he had realized that people were going to say these URLs out loud. He wouldn't have done HTTP. So I'm glad we got it out of the name.
Very true. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and resolve that. And the editors will make that happen. We'll make it a point to just point it out on the CCG mailing list in case there are any concerns. We should also clarify... Let's see, just to clarify, I'll type this out, just to clarify, the full name of the renamed specification should be, verifiable credential, just API, right? Jeez, I wonder if we're going to disagree on this.
Yeah. Sorry.
Should be, let's see. I'm just going to type the verifiable credential API. Does anyone object to that?
No. I think it would confuse people if you spelled it out.
Application programming interface. We're not going to throw that in there.
we are not. Okay, there we go. People can always object, and we can always rename the specification. We are very early in the process. Okay. Good job, everyone. We're moving forward. Okay, now to the meat of the agenda, which is processing pull requests. All right. So I'm going to go in order from oldest to newest. So the first one up is 224, and 224 was that awkward, let's add the group resolutions to the specification as notes to signal editorial intent because the spec is largely empty and when people go to look at it, they get confused. There's a lot of discussion here around process, and we work through a number of those things. My suggestion, since I raised the PR, is to close the PR. A lot of some of this, a decent chunk of this stuff is just we've kind of gone past it. Would there be any objections to closing 224 and then picking what it says up in the other PRs? The other approach that we can do is just remove the things, remove everything that we say about authentication completely out of there because they're separate PRs now. and leave the other resolutions in there. Thoughts or concerns about which one of those options to take? Mike saying plus one to close. Were you saying close? I'm going to close, Joe to close. Okay, all right. That's enough people wanting to close that one. So we discussed this on the 2021. What month is September? Jeez. 21 call. And there were multiple people supporting in closing this PR with no objections. This PR will be closed shortly. Okay. Okay. Ori typed a 9. I don't know what that is for. Oh, thank you. September. Okay, next up is issue 226. Let me go ahead and grab that URL. Okay. So 226 is, I believe, the language that Justin wrote around security framework. Again, thank you very much for writing something that the group could take a look at, Justin. There's been a lot of discussion in this PR. I've also opened alternate PRs to some of the contents in this PR. So there's a general question around what do we want to do? Do we want to continue to process this PR in parallel with the other PR? Do we want to come back around to this PR? Do we want to try and merge this PR and then make the other PRs go in? What do folks propose here? And Justin, if you have any thoughts here, I'd love to hear them. Go ahead, Justin.
I wrote this PR not as something that could be merged, which is why I marked it as a draft, but as an example of what the actual language would look like, because a lot of people were objecting to things that I was not saying and calling me all sorts of horrible names for not suggesting what they were scared of. It was confusing. Regardless, this is meant to be an example of the direction that this kind of thing could go in if the group wanted to make these definitions. So I'm actually not suggesting that people merge this PR. However, I do think that the language in here would be useful for incorporation into the text, because this is the basis of what I've been proposing all along. Something very small, very targeted, and very specific to the API as being defined. And I have not responded to all of the comments on that have been made, but just quite simply, yes, the group would need to decide, for example, that there are different actions for a given API definition and what those actions would be. There seems to be, no problem with defining scopes and defining a, parsable structured scope format, which again is a terribly stupid idea that I had a decade ago and could write you lots about why that was a bad idea and why I don't do it anymore. But regardless, the point here is that these are dimensions that exist that can describe what each of these endpoints could do. I strongly recommend that the working group do this in order to answer exactly the questions that are being asked in the comments on this PR. What are the actions here? What am I allowed to do at this API endpoint? Like, what does this mean? And these can and should change as those definitions change.
Got it. Thanks, Justin. That's great. My suggestion is we keep this PR open because it is a good cohesive example of what the language would look like if we applied a variety of those kind of changes to the spec. What I tried to do with the PRs that I raised is to break up the kind of authorization section into subsections that where we could then lift a set of the text that Justin has written and just kind of drop them into the section about RAR or the section about around GNAP or the section around, you know, OAuth 2 and client credentials and stuff of that nature. So I think the goal here at least was to try and create a framework with the other PRs that would allow us to drop Justin's language, the suggested language, in there if the group decides that they do want to make those statements about RAR or they do want to make those statements about GNAP, and then kind of preserve the rest of what Justin was saying. So my suggestion is, can we keep this open, go and review the other PRs, and then come back to this PR to determine what the next steps are? Let's see if there are any thoughts or objections, concerns around that. Go ahead, Adrian.
So I'm very glad that we're keeping this thing open. I am hoping that we don't come back to it before we've dealt with authorization issues related to privacy and human rights in general. I know this is more of a technical issue, but I think it's premature to try and address it when we don't have the overall picture. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Adrian. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not hearing, anyone object. So we'll keep this open, review the other PRs, and then, come back around to this one. Next, PR up is, PR 227.
Quick point of order on that. Should we just tag it as do not merge? I didn't see that in the labels, but it seems like that's our intention.
Quick point of order. It's already tagged as a draft PR, so it cannot be merged until it graduates and changes from that.
Yeah. So there's a question around, do we explicitly mark do not merge or do we depend on GitHub to do it? I know this is an annoying kind of procedural thing, but maybe we should make that decision now. We have typically, you're right, Justin's right. But at the same time, we haven't depended on the draft feature to signal that, and instead, you know, have depended on labels to do that. Is there a strong preference one way or another in the group on what strategy we use? My suggestion is we use labels, because people know to kind of look for those versus kind of reading what a draft is.
Thoughts? Can we do both?
We could always do both.
I was just looking for a label because I'd seen it used in some of the other W3C work, but I don't disagree with Justin's point about draft, so I could go either way.
Okay. All right. So I'm seeing people saying, let's just do the draft thing. And Dimitri, I think you said, can we do both, but would you be okay with just leaving it as a draft?
Yeah. Yeah. I like the mechanical enforcement.
So here's the concern with that. What happens when somebody raises a PR that they really do want to be merged and the group really does not want to merge it until something's done? We can't change their, I don't think we can change their PR into a draft state.
Hmm.
Go ahead, Mahmoud.
I think maybe you misunderstood what we're trying to say. If somebody raises a PR that we absolutely do not want to be merged in, then you label that with do not merge and you request changes that you want to change. But if a person is raising a PR in a draft state, then it is automatically not mergeable, is I think what, at least that's what I understood.
Yeah, that's correct. So I guess the point that I'm making is that we're going to need a do not merge label anyway, because we don't have control over other people's PR. We can't put other people's PRs into draft states. Unless I'm missing something. Oh, you can?
You wouldn't do that. You would just request changes and say, I don't want this to be merged. If one person has requested changes, the entire thing cannot be merged. And if you want to apply a label to something that hasn't had any request changes on it, to say not to merge it, I think you're probably doing something you shouldn't.
Editors can also convert to draft other people's PRs.
Okay. So that's what we'll do.
Being the queue and,
I'm sorry, go ahead. So it, Mahmood, Ori, Ori, I don't know if you went, and then Tall Ted's after you. Okay, you went, and then go ahead, Ted.
Yes, you can merge a PR that has changes open requested. So that's, that's no help. Requested changes do not block merging.
I know that we use do not merge a number of times in other working groups just to clearly say, look, that we're having a conversation about this. It might not be clear, because there are like 60 plus comments. And so I'm still a bit skeptical on whether or not you can convert things to draft when they're coming from other people's forked repos. So how about this? Draft state, we'll do both draft state and, do not merge label until it's very clear that, we can remove one of those mechanisms like the label. Go ahead, Justin. Go ahead, Ori. All right. Sorry. Go ahead, Justin, then Ori.
Yeah. So, to be clear, I don't care if the label gets created on this or not. That's up to the repository managers to apply labels appropriately. That's what labels are for. That said, I think that the label in question has always been this weird passive aggressive dismissal of input, at least how I've seen it used in other groups. So I've never been a fan of it, and I don't use it on my own systems, and, you know, opting for other mechanisms like reviews, as Ori has said a few times. So yeah, we can do it. I think it's a dumb idea, but we can do all kinds of dumb ideas here.
Or you're on the queue.
Yeah. So whatever the labels are, an editor can merge over the label. The thing is, the code owners are expected to behave correctly. If we can't rely on them to behave correctly, we're in a lot of trouble. We just agreed, like earlier in the meeting, to not merge anything if there's change requests. So I don't see why we would need to do anything other than request changes to block something indefinitely. And if that really is causing a problem, then I'm sure that it'll get resolved on a call at some point by sorting out, or, you know, if worst case scenario comes and one guy just, he really won't change his change request to an approval, then we can escalate that to the CCG chairs and they can come in and say, yep, you know, you've talked about it enough. We've given you permission. You can ignore this guy who's requested changes and refuses to approve the pull request. That's kind of like a nuclear option. And the CCG chairs can direct an editor to do that, but an editor could be bad and decide to do that at any point in time. So again, it's important to pick good code owners that are respectful of the process. Thanks.
All right. So, I think what I'm hearing is no label. And if we don't want PRs to be merged, just put it into a draft state and the code owners have the ability to do that. And since this PR is already in that state, it's a no op and we can move on. Are there any objections to what I just said? All right. Great. Next up is, let's see, is this issue 227. Let me put this into the chat. Thank you, Juan. 227, which is a small fix And this, I think, Ori, is what triggered the question around, can we just merge this since it's a small change? It's a small change. We should merge it, right? And I think that's it for 227. And given that it has been 24 days since the single word change, any one of the code owners should feel free to merge it at any point. All right. Next up is...
Manu, you're a code owner. Can you push the merge button?
I can, but I can't type out all the things to say that we looked at it and there are no objections and all that kind of stuff. I'll do it later.
We have that all in the meeting minutes at this point. You can just press the merge button.
Okay. I'm a bit concerned about that process, but we'll come back around to it. All right. Next up is 228. All right. So 228 is, let's see, 228. Is there, thank you. One. 228 is this authorization section. So each subsection in the authorization section adds a tiny little bit, a tiny addition. So this one just adds an introduction, fully just an editorial introduction. And it's already got multiple reviews. There is a question here about, like, this is purely editorial. It's had multiple editors say, yep, that's good to go. But I would feel concerned about merging it before, for example, like Adrian or Justin were to take a look at it. So this is one of the places where I get concerned of, like, okay, if we apply that new policy, you know, are we going to get an objection from folks? Do folks want more time? Let me ask a direct question. Do folks want more time to review this PR, or should we merge it under the new policy? And specifically, Adrian, Justin, I'd love to hear from both of you. Go ahead, Justin.
So this is a situation that I've been in multiple times where I have tried to propose language as sort of a cohesive and interconnected whole, and it's been chopped up and had the meaning lost. I think that's what's happening here, but if that's the best that this group wants to do, then that is up for this group to do. As I have said many times, I am not going to take any attempt to block any work that this group is doing. I'm simply trying to help this group stop shooting itself in the foot quite so much.
All right. Thanks, Justin. So I heard no objections to merge. Adrian?
That's one way to put it.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, I, again, as I said before, I think the issue here is a authorization strategy as it relates to APIs, this particular API. And I don't know when we're going to get to processing that. And until then, I would keep this open.
Go ahead, Ted.
I don't have specific objections to merging it. However, it opens with, this is a partial alternate to 226, which remains open. So unless there's really being a decision made about which one's going in, then that concerns me. Also, there are a lot of open change requests on this PR. Granted, they're one-word things, but still. You know, processing the change request is the first thing. Wait, is the second thing.
Noted, Ted. I hadn't seen the request for change. Clearly, those would have to go in before it's merged.
And then the second one is it 2-2?
No, sorry, Ted. They were just raised 3 minutes ago. That's why I didn't see it. Joe. Oh.
Yeah, no, I just added them because we did the VC APIs. I'm like, oh, well, I'll just go in and do those fixes. So.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
That's all it was cleaning up the name there.
That's totally reasonable. I didn't look at the times. I just thought that they were there. And the other thing is whether it's going to be 2-2-6 or these alternatives to it.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I was just going to note 2-2-6 being in draft, and I believe, and Justin, please jump in if I'm mischaracterizing, but basically, hey, this is great reference language. Please use this reference language. I want to show what this is like. I think probably the phrasing, at least I'm reading the comment of the phrasing this as an alternative to, it's more like, no, this is building off of that theme from 2-2-6 that was being, you know, opening up some discussion around this and provides a basis to then add in other sections, right, as appropriate. At least that's my read on this PR.
That is the correct read on the PR, Mike. That's the intent of this PR, is that we merge this and then some of the other PRs, and that creates the structure that we can put the GNAP and RAR stuff into if the group wants to do that. Go ahead, Ori.
That's awesome. This PR is great. I'm glad that Joe made those suggestions. I've requested that his changes be implemented, so we can't merge the PR until I change from changes requested to approve.
Thanks, Ori. And that basically means we're moving on. We'll process the change requests here. It'll be, it is 10 days, but anyway, we'll process the change requests. If anyone objects to this going in, please do so, before those are processed. Next up is 229. So 229. Come on, 229. So 229 talks about forbidden authorization mechanisms, and the goal here was to capture some of what Justin was saying, as well as what some other people have said about things that we're not okay with. So any authorization protocol that uses a long-lived static credential, such as a username or password or similar values in a request to the API, must not be utilized. And an example of this is HTTP basic authentication. And that's all this PR does, is say that it establishes, we're going to talk about things that, like, please don't use this for authorization, and normatively say must not. So right now it's just HTTP basic. And Ori has requested changes, and Ted did as well 7 days ago. So those need to go in before this goes in. Are there any further comments on this one? If not, we can move on. All right. Next up is 230. So issue 230 adds a section around authorization delegation. So the goal here is to try and this was meant to be a bridge building PR that talks. So Adrian, this one talks specifically to delegating authorization, and that implementers should utilize authorization protocols that do that. And it calls out ZCAP and GNAP as mechanisms that enable you to do such a thing. I think there's been some pushback on it. This was just my attempt at trying to say something about authorization delegation. But I'm noting that, you know, there's some light pushback on even doing that right now. Any other comments, concerns about PR 230? It's at the 10-day window. It does not. It has Ori's approved it. No other approvals. in theory, this is actually, no, it's not editorial. It's an, it makes a normative statement about should using authorization mechanisms that do delegation. All right. If there are no other comments on this, Adrian, I'm trying to gauge, does this make you happy or sad? I would, my intent was to try and make you a little happy with this PR. I don't know if it, I know it doesn't, it's not everything that you wanted, but it at least gives some pretty clear signaling.
My point is, as I've said in the other two cases, is not whether I'm happy or sad. My point is that I really believe that the group, either this group or CCG as a whole, can reach a consensus on the human rights issues related to the protocols that we're developing, given the data models that we all love and are done with, mostly. And I'm just gonna, you know, everything can be undone. This group can move forward. But eventually we're just going to start wasting time by pushing this, this thing down the road, cause it is not a very complicated issue, from that human rights perspective.
Okay. Understood, Adrian, but I don't know how to translate in that into spec language. So if you have changes to this, please propose, you know, concrete, language changes. Barring those, I've tried to channel what I've heard you saying over the past couple of months. Okay. Any other comments on this one before we move on?
Okay. Yeah, I'm putting a comment into the actual PR at the moment. I'm just in the middle of writing it. It's really that should. We should replace it with may, because should is must, except in certain specified circumstances. So I think it should be may.
Okay, we'll hash that out in the pull request. I would definitely differ with your opinion there. Go ahead, Ted.
Doing the, in the PR is going to be an endless back and forth. Should is do it unless you have a good reason not to. Understand the ramifications of your decision not to. It is not a must. It has never been a must. That's a reason why it's a different word. May is completely loose hand. That's you might do it, but there's absolutely no advice about whether you should or should not. That's why should exists again. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Ted. Adrian.
So yes, I'm using should, I think, in the same way that Ted just said, in the way that I think Justin has taught me, which is that in the conformance tests, implementers have to test for the should, even to prove conformance, even if at deployment time that particular feature, for instance, RAR or GNAP or both, is not implemented in a compliant implementation. Deployment, I mean, or claim. Is that not a fair, is that not clear to every, don't we all agree on this? Or, I'm fairly junior at spec language, so, but this is the way I think of this issue.
All right. So while we've been talking, there have been changes requested on the pull request. We won't be able to merge it. We will have to have a discussion in the PR. My understanding of what should means is aligned with what Ted said. There are actual, it is very defined that what that word means. It's an ITF. In an IETF RFC. Moving on to the last PR that was on our list, given that we can't do much about this. Pull request 231. So PR 231 is an attempt at providing an example for OAuth 2 and bearer tokens. It does not mention anything about client credentials in there. It probably should. And there have been changes requested by Ted 7 days ago, so we can't merge this. But this is with Justin's PR and this PR, I think it rounds out all the options that we are considering. So now all the group needs to do is figure out which options they're going to talk about in the specification, all of them, some of them, et cetera. And we can have each one of those debates in a fairly narrow section of the spec if the rest of this framing goes in. Are there any other thoughts, questions, concerns around PR 231? Go ahead, Ori. You have the last word, and then we're going to need to end the call.
Manu, would you be willing to accept Ted's change suggestion on this PR on the call right now?
Yes, I would, but we can't merge it because it merges on top of another PR.
Yeah.
If that's where you're trying to go.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking you to accept his change request as a code owner.
Sure. Yeah. Red missing space. Okay, that's done. All right, with that, we are... go ahead, Justin.
Just that the language in this PR doesn't actually make any sense from an OAuth perspective. So I do not recommend that we merge this. It doesn't make sense.
It does need more work. I agree with you. Okay, with that, we're at the top of the hour. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. That was good. We processed a bunch of PRs. Keep an eye out for another PR that there's one more PR that's been added that actually translates some of the OAS files into respec language. There's a new plugin that's been worked on that helps us keep those documents and the spec in sync. So we'll be processing that PR on the next call. As well as doing some issue processing. All right. Thanks all. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll chat next Tuesday.